Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge. And this is a first for me. I have never been able to do this before. Today I get to interview Jesus and the Devil. How about that? They're both in the studio with me this morning as we welcome Steve Belcher and Andy Lanham. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate
Thank you for having us.
Well, the promise, well, it's actually used to be known as the promise. It's one word.
One voice. The promise.
One word, one voice, the promise, kicks off this Friday. And Steve, you will once again portray the devil in this. How many times have you done that now?
This is my fourth production as Satan.
And that's got to be a tough role. It really does.
It is a very tough role. And Satan challenges me every night that I perform. But I have a group of men that always pray over me. So it works out okay.
I don't know how much of a compliment it is, but he does a great job at Satan.
Yeah. How do you take that? Well, and then Andy, how many years have you been involved with it now?
This is my fourth time in The Promise. Two as John the Baptist, and this is my second time around as Jesus.
Now tell us what got you involved with this, because you're coming from Greene County.
Right. Yeah, I come from Linton. My father was asked to be Pilate a few years back on the first time he did that, and John the Baptist at that point for some reason had not been able to do it, so they were looking pretty... they really wanted to find a John the Baptist, and my father mentioned that I was available, and that's how it all got started.
Well, and how blessed are we to have a production like this here in Washington?
It's amazing. Indiana? It really is amazing that this community can put a production of this caliber together. It really is nice.
And it takes a cast of hundreds, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And you know, you're just one. You two are two of many that are involved in this because it's all denominations and churches from miles away.
Definitely, yes. From miles away.
Now, talk about the production, because it starts this Friday. You've actually added an extra performance, and every single show, we understand, the tickets are free, but you do need a ticket. All those tickets are gone, is that right?
Yes, every single ticket's gone, taken. And we look for a great audience each night.
That's something, because the auditorium holds, do you guys know how many it holds?
501, they counted.
I knew it was 500. They do sometimes put people out in the atrium area.
With a live stream.
So it is possible to still get in, but yeah, you got to have a ticket.
They don't turn anybody away. You don't want anybody to miss this.
Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, we'll figure something out.
And right. Also on Thursday night, we have a crowd challenged performance for the nursing homes, but we open that up to the general public too. And on Thursday night, you don't have to have a ticket. You can just come and be a part of The Promise.
And what time is that Thursday?
It's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock Thursday, crowd challenged performance.
Doors will open at 6.
And if you want to get in on that one, you don't need a ticket for that one. Now, for the others, the actual production starts this Friday. And give us the run dates of how many times you're doing this. Do you have it off the top of your head?
It goes from Friday night through the next Saturday. I'm not sure what the dates are. 16th. Saturday the 16th is our final performance, and those are at 3 o'clock.
The weekend performances are 3, and mm-hmm. then the evening performances during the week are 7?
Yes. Doors open at 6 during the week and on the weekends at 2.
Correct.
And this is at Antioch Christian Church, Highway 50 east of Washington. Brand new set this year, right?
Yes. We've been working on that set, it seems like forever, but we started in October, and it's a brand new set. It's a lot different than you've seen in the past.
Yeah. The people who put that set together deserve a lot of credit. It's amazing. It's for those of you that have seen The Promise before, come out and see it again, because it's like a whole new deal, because everything's different. So
yeah, that's every year, every time it comes back, you always mix it up and add some new scenes or new songs each year.
Yes.
and new set this year, so anybody, as you said, that's important to stress. If you've seen it before, come back again, because you're going to catch something different
if you can find a ticket.
Right.
You can find a ticket.
And then the songs that they've added this year are just really beautiful too. I mean, this cast has just done a super job. We've got a lot of new members in the cast, and they've just really come along and just really blossomed.
I guess this would be a good plug or a good time to encourage people to come be a part of The Promise, because it's a lot of fun. It's very challenging, but a lot of fun, and it's a growing experience. It has been for me, especially to do this production.
It has to be rewarding, and always timed just right, right before Easter, and the story, the promise. Well, we can give away because it's out there. It's the best story ever told. Is
greatest
right?
story ever told. That's right.
It sure is. So make sure again, nobody will be turned away. Hopefully, you've got your tickets, but they're doing a full week and a day of this show at Antioch Christian Church. Kicks off this Friday night at 7 p.m. Guys, I know a lot of work has gone into this, a lot of time. We appreciate your efforts and appreciate you so much for sharing the story with us today. And by all means, I enjoyed talking to Jesus more. I'm sorry, Steve.
That's fine. That's fine.
He wins every time.
That's
difficult.
So true.
It really is difficult to portray the only perfect man in history.
Right.
So a lot is expected of that. But yeah, no. It is great.
But the other thing I'd like to say before we leave is we just become like a really good Christian family too.
It's a great organization, a great group, and we'd be remiss without mentioning Vicky before we let you go. Vicky Bubalo, who is the director, it pulls it all together.
And she founded it. I mean, she brought it to Washington, and it's survived over 20 years, and so we just keep putting it on.
Yep, she's amazing.
Well,
she is totally amazing. She's out there like almost 24 hours a day leading up to the promise.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you sharing your time with us today, and look forward to the production, which kicks off this Friday.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
You got it. Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.